The Bible says, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabians and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built dead the wall and that there was no more breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. That's Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me and saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four more times after the sort, and I answered them after the same manner. And then sent Sanballat, the servant, unto me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen that Jashub said, that thou and the Jews think to rebel. For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach to thee in Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou speakest them out of thine own heart. For they all made me afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Therefore, now therefore, O God, strengthen my hand. After what I came unto the house of Shemaiah, son of Deliah, the son of Nehetabel, who was shut up and said, let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay us and slay thee, yea, in the night, while they come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I see, and who is there that being a Jew, or being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life, I will not go in. And Lord perceived that God had sent him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and to do so in sin, that they might have matters for an evil report, that they might, I might reproach me. My God, think thou art unto the end of battle, according to these their words, and on the prophet Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear. So the walls were finished, or the walls were finished in the 20th day of the month of Elam, and the 50 in 2 days. And it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen
were about
saw that these things, that they were much cast down into their own eyes, for they perceived that this is what was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto from them, unto them, and for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, son of Arah, and the son of Johanna, and had the daughter of Meshulam, and the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. I'd like to talk with you as you're talking to the wrong people. Don't go there. Don't do that. I'm not going to hold you long tonight, because obviously in this book of Nehemiah was a cupbearer in the palace of the king. And being there, he was concerned about the plight and the mannerism of the people of God. And he had heard that the walls were torn down, and he was concerned about allowing this to happen. So when he heard these words, he came into the presence of the king, and his countenance obviously was somewhat impaired. And the king, who had noticed him having come to him frequently, and that was his job as a cupbearer, that there was something different about him, his expression, his mannerism, his behavior. And I would like to elaborate about that, because when you profess to know God, people are studying you. People are looking upon your countenance. People are not stupid as we sometimes suppose. So the king engaged him in a dialogue and asked him, say, what's going on, Amaya? I said, what's going on? So what's your problem? And he explained to him what he had heard, and he asked him, would he allow him to go back and build the wall? Sometimes in our spiritual walk with the Lord, we should not become complacent. We should not be satisfied with just going to church. See, the devil come to church too. Praise the Lord. And the devil know who you are, and the devil know what your mannerism is. And the devil want to breed fear in your heart. And just because he come one time and you don't give him the answer, it doesn't mean that he's going to stop. That's why we read what we read into your hearing this afternoon. But they were persistent, four times and then five. And after they were not able to get Nehemiah to come down, and then he sent word to let us get into the church. You understand, Sister Sandra? See, the devil, if he can get into the church, get into you while you're in the church, then the spirits, the foul spirits in the church, begin to shake you and bring fear upon you. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Praise the Lord. And when you come to know God, Sister Marcia, you will know that the power of God rise up the spirit of fear. And the devil that once worked in your mind, you don't have any fear of that devil anymore. Even though sometimes they may try to pinch you in a corner in the church. But having the power of God in your life when you're in the church like you ought to be, you have an opportunity to work on the devil's head. See, outside, there's so many devils with no barriers, you don't have that kind of... But inside the church, because the Lord gave you power, Sister Satchel, you don't have to be afraid of what the devil says in the church.
Now, some of us don't know who the devil is. Therefore, that's why we have problems. See? See, what we have done, Sister Hawking, is allow the devil to intrude our privacy in the church. And the devil has come to the conclusion that he can get you into a special little council so he can get you to think, let us go hide in the church. See, a lot of us, that's all we want to know. We try to hide in the church. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to hide in the church. Not when you know God. So, afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God. Everybody coming to the church don't come to the church to get delivered. Some of you have been in this place too long to allow the devil to bring fear. Sister Willard, you got to be bold like a lion when you come to church and know God, because God didn't allow and won't allow any demons to come from outside to intrude into your privacy. So don't go down into the land of Ono, to the plain of Ono. Praise the Lord. Because you carry and you talk to the wrong folks who hang around down in the plain of Ono. And if anybody asks you to come down and says, oh no. Come on, D. And you got to mean it. Just don't say, I'm sorry. You got to say, oh no. Only one that can say that like Sister Russell is Sister Russell. You tell Sister Russell, oh no. Praise the Lord. And you have to know who you're working for. So you can say it like you mean it and mean it like you said it. See, no devil. No devil for to come in the house of God. In the first chapter of the book of Psalms. No devil to come in the house of God and put the bind on you. Praise the Lord. Too many scriptures. You have the devil's boss when you're in the church. You ought to be bossed by the devil. You ought to be able to plead the blood on that devil. Amen. Bind that demon. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let that devil know you're on my territory now. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I come to bind you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Loose ya. Hallelujah. You got to talk to the devil and stop respecting that devil. Because the devil won't have no respect if you have fear. God has not given us no spirit of fear. Speak to that devil like you mean it. You got to mean it when you say it. Hallelujah. What did it say in the first chapter?
Blessed is the man that...
The Bible says, and this is the way the blessing comes. Hallelujah. Read.
That walketh not in the counsel of the...
So you can't go around in the church talking to everybody.
Come on.
The man is blessed. The woman is blessed. When you know the devil's voice and you know the spirit of the devil, when you know the devil come to spy out your liberty, hallelujah. You got to talk with that devil without blinking and looking him dead in the eye and say, Satan, you have no place among us. You come to hinder. I won't be intimidated by you. The Lord said, I'm already blessed. Is a man who walketh, practices walking, not in the counsel of the ungodly. So when you see demons coming from the outside to the inside in the church, you ought to pull your boxing glove off and go upside. Praise the Lord, the spiritual head. Knock them demons out. Talk to them like you mean it. Dismiss. But you have to have the power. If you don't have the power, then you're going to get knocked out.
Right.
So sometimes maybe we haven't shared with you what you should be like. Praise the Lord. But you have to have a mind when you come to church. You're different from the person that you were when you came out the world. You don't have to respect a no good devil. There is no scripture. Let them say what they want to say. But God gave you power to bind every demon, every foul spirit. Praise the Lord. Every attitude that's not from above. Hallelujah. sometimes, and in this church, we got to rise up to the defense of the gospel. Pray the Lord. And know that you're blessed already because you're standing for a purpose. The Bible tells you to lift up a standard. Don't let no devil come in to pull down the standard. Praise the Lord. Read for me.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
You see, you didn't come to the church to stand in the way. You come to help sinners get free. And when folks come from out the world, they need to be emancipated. When you come into church, you ain't got nothing to offer. You're coming from bondage. And you come to the church to get delivered. In your mind, in your heart, and in your body, you come to the church to seek help. Lord, have mercy. I didn't come over here to let no devil be in control of me. Hallelujah. Yes, I believe what the word says. And when you see me coming, I got him on my mind. Hallelujah. When you're looking for a fight in the church of God, I got my fighting clothes on. Hallelujah. When you see me, hallelujah, I got Jesus. And that's enough. Hallelujah. And I'm going to talk to you with no respect until you find your mind, till you come and get delivered from your mess, until you seek the Lord while he may be found, until you can call him with what you need, because you come analyzing the situation, you come checking out the members. You want to find out who was intimidated. Hallelujah. God didn't bring you here. Hallelujah. So you can't go down into the plains of no. You didn't come to the church because the church is not a place. Hallelujah. And you can't open your doors and act like you don't know. You got to know that devil. Read for it.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
You can't go around chatting and making friends. You see, some, Lord have mercy, some folks ain't even going to get delivered unless you bind them. And God said, I give you power over scorpions and serpents. Praise the Lord. And you come to church to bind those demons. You come to bind you. Satan, I come to bind you. I've been coming for a while now. And I come to bind you tonight. Come to put the shackles on you. I come to plead the blood on your brain. I come to loose you. Tonight's a good night to get emancipated from the power of hell. Don't come to sit and chat. Don't come to play with Sanballat, Tobiah. Some folks been in church for 2 years, haven't made one progress. You know why? Because they come into the church, they find so many people that's playing. But if you had taken a stand when they came, they would have gotten delivered from their mess. They didn't hear from some crazy place somewhere, somehow, and they think they came to church bringing you to teach you something. But you can know the devil. You should know the devil when you come, huh? Even the devil know you. Praise the Lord. When you don't have the power, he knows it. And when you do have the power, he knows it. And the devil will not be calling you because he knows you. He doesn't want to be bound. Read for me.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
When you love the Lord like you ought to be, you can use the word of God on that devil's head. This is not a place for just socializing. This is not a socialistic kind of ministry. It's a ministry of deliverance. And if you want to be delivered, then this is the place to get your deliverance.
Come on, Peter.
This is the name and the power, and this is the church where you don't play church. So you can help people who really want help. But you can't speak to them in an apologetical manner. You got to know why you're here. You got to know where you're going. You got to know what you want. And thank God for the power. Sister Lou, praise the Lord. I thank God for the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. You know what? Folks coming to the church are running from the devil. When they get in here, you ought to bind that devil. They're running in, they're running too, and you ought to help them get delivered from their mess. Some of you all come, let the devil come in your house, and then, oh, I'm so sorry, you're so mad at your mammy. No, you don't have to be speaking that kind of language. You got to have faith. You got to have confidence. You have to have some assurance. Praise the Lord. Let no devil come in your house and your home and in your church and try to make you feel that you have done something to them. No. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to reach back because I've been over here. Right. Long time.
Yeah.
Huh? And I ain't going to let no devil polish my shoe. I ain't going to let no devil spit in my face. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to let no devil, I'm not even grinning no devil's face too much. I mean, I'll be nice to you as much as you allow me to. But I'm not over here to play patty cake with the devil. You come for help, we are here to help you. We have the assurance from the Word of God that we can help you. We know what you need and you ought to come seeking you. You ain't going to find outside in them socialistic behavioral sciences. You come to the church of God to get delivered from your mess that you were born in. For all that sin. All that comes short. Young people need to be delivered. Old folks should have been delivered already so that they can help young folks when they come to get delivered. Yes, there are youthful lusts in the church, and therefore, when you get old, you shouldn't have them youthful lusts, but you're still the devil. Praise the Lord. So when young folks trying to get some help, you can give them some right advice.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, read for me.
And in his law does he meditate.
God says there's a difference in your attitude when you're addressing the devil's condition. See? Hallelujah. In God's word, you meditate. Some of us need to turn the television off. Some of us need to stop reading the funny books. And some of us need to understand what the word gives us and the power that we have by reading the word day and night. So we won't be hoodwinked by the devil. Look that devil in the eye. Look that devil down through. You see his tongue pallid. Don't you be cracking no smile. Praise the Lord. Talk to that devil like you mean it. Bind that spirit. Know who you're representing. Praise the Lord. And if you're showing up saved like you ought to be saved, that person will appreciate it because you would have been to help them get delivered. But if you go speaking to an apologetical friend of mine, you haven't helped them. You don't have no confidence in yourself. And some people get these behavioral science stuff going through their head and they come to the church intimidated. Church can't grow. Church won't grow when you sitting up there half in the pool serving God, coming when you feel like, going home when you feel like, coming to church as you please. You gotta have some word in you. Hallelujah. You gotta have some word to speak to the devil. You have to know the Bible saying, no, you have to say it. Praise the Lord. See, when you, Lord have mercy, when you know the devil, when you go home, you tell him, look at here, I come to bind you in the name of Jesus. I come to put the blood of Jesus on your head. You've been having your way for a long time. And I come to tell you in the name of Jesus that I come to free you. Come ashunder. I come to free you tonight. Praise the Lord. It's not an oil bottle. Hallelujah. Sister Russell, it's time for us to have some church. Time for us to believe in the Word of God. And you see, you've got to walk around and not smile with people. You got to know when to smile and when to shut it down. Praise the Lord. Don't make any deals with the devil. You shouldn't be out there making deals with the devil. That's what we were reading about tonight. Nehemiah said, how can I come down? How can we let the work cease? Huh? God's been building you up in all of these many years. Why in the name of God you going to come down and let the work cease? You ought to be builders. Praise the Lord. Not an apologist. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says they're not going to stop coming. sent unto him four more times. To the devil as an antagonistic spirit. If you don't shut them off, they'll keep calling up. If you don't lock the door, they'll keep knocking on it. If you keep coming and answering the telephone when they call, they will keep calling back. You got to know the devil. Sometimes it's the ring is a devilish ring. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, you got to have the spirit of discernment so you can tell what's going on and who's calling or what time they're calling.
Right.
All of these are clues. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Some folks don't want to get delivered, but you can't let them bind you. Praise the Lord. Oh, Sanballat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go back, my God, into maybe the fifth chapter. And maybe on verse number 12. Maybe I'll go up to verse number 12. Then said they, we will restore them, and we will require nothing of them, so will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priest and took an oath of them that they should do according to his promise. And I shook my lap.
You got to act like you know who God is and not let them devils lay their head in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And this is what I said. So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus shall he be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said what?
Amen.
Got to be on one accord. You got to have the same heart. You got to be working for the same person. You got to get people the help they need. Praise the Lord. So the man shook his lap. Hallelujah. And there's a great shaking going on. Praise the Lord. It's not coming to church and finding somebody to gab to and talk with. They got to believe this thing, that it works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be the governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even to the 30th year of anniversary, the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor.
You got to take a stand sometime. Why not now? These people need help.
And the former governor that had been before me were chargeable unto the people and had taken of them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I. You understand?
Church has allowed and preachers have allowed themselves to be a part of the problem
rather than standing up against. Praise the Lord. You can't let folks come and think you give you a few nickels and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. You'll be a part of their stuff and call you up like they're buddies. You can't be buddies, not when you work for the Lord. Got to make up your mind, for God I live, for God I stand. And yes, I want to be your friend, but I don't want to be your buddy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, also I continued in the work on this wall. Neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither into the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was one ox, six choices of sheep and fowls, prepared for me, and once in 10 days stool all sorts of wine. Yet for all of this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon the people. See, upon me, O God, for good according to all that I have done for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Time for us to get back into church so we can have church so folks can get delivered.
Yes.
Folks need deliverance, Sister Lou. Folks need help tonight. Praise the Lord. And it's time for us to recognize why God brought us in here. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to recognize why we are in the church. What is our motive? What is our purpose? What is our calling? Praise the Lord. Some of us, we one thing outside the church and we another thing in the church. Praise the Lord. We come to church when we feel like it. We play games. And because folks don't let us have our way, then we get an attitude. But that's your problem. That's your problem. Praise the Lord. God didn't bring me in here to let me have my way. Hallelujah. I remember when that going on. And old folks can remember a few old folks. The older part of the family didn't let the youngest part of the family rule them. Hello. You may act like you're crazy, but when mama leave home, you can act like you've been smoking a joint. But when mama leave the house, we can straighten out the matter. Hello. That's just the way it was. Yeah. You can be smart mouth when mama, daddy's on the house. But once they step out, you belong to me. And you staying, hallelujah, on their level. Praise the Lord. See, the devil's not going to respect you until you learn how to stop respecting them. Praise the Lord. And as a result of that, you got to look among the Sabaoth and the Tola. These are people all from the Arabian, these Muslim characters. Oops. Uh-huh. And I don't care what they do over there. I think the preacher preached this morning. That land was given to the Jews by the Lord. They may not like it, but they can't do anything about it because God gave it to them. And when you come in church and God give you the Holy Ghost, and God give you the power, and God give you faith, you don't have to have no transition with the devil, transaction with the devil. Praise the Lord. People come in their church and let the devil walk all over them. Hallelujah. Some people have been in church almost decades and just as weak as water. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. So you have to talk to that devil just like that devil acts so that you can make him aware I am a representative of God. I am here to help you get the help you need. Only way that can happen, you have to live close enough to the Lord so you can see that devil before they come. You know, time and time again we find the Bible before the devil got to the Lord or he showed. Praise the Lord. And you can live and God will give that same kind of recognition today before the devil gets there. Praise the Lord. So you'll be prepared to wear that devil hiney out when they show up. Hello. I tell you, I want to keep you too long. I'm going to let you go, but you're hanging around in the land and the plain of Ono. You ain't gonna get what I'm talking about. When you stand up because you got a few little grad rags and a few nickels and dimes in your pocket and a little education on your wall and feel like I gotta be so careful what I say to people because I don't want to offend nobody. The people have been offending God ever since God placed them in the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. And you ain't here in this church to take that attitude not a step further. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that, you ain't going to never, ever get delivered. You over here, you ought to be saved. You want to be saved when Jesus comes. You recognize I am here to represent, I am an ambassador of God. Praise the Lord. And once you have been endowed to be the ambassadorship, you got the power. Hallelujah. Sister Russell, it's time for us to take off these kid gloves. Praise the Lord. Some of us are so weak in our delivery. Praise the Lord. Until the devil have no respect for us. Praise the Lord. I did think that we come to have a chat service. No. No. Mm-mm. I don't spend too much time having no hopscotch game. Praise the Lord. With no devil. The devil only respects authority. If that means that I'm turning you off, that's your problem. Praise the Lord. But when you make up in your mind, I'm here to help you if you want to be helped. And if you don't act like you got good sense to get the help, then I'll bind you in Jesus' name. Yes. You have power to bind every unclean spirit. Hello? You got to believe that, Sister Linda. You're going out there facing the world every day. Demons galore are out there. Praise the Lord. And you're handicapped in the minds of the people everywhere. Most ministers, praise the Lord, are paralyzed by demoniac spirit. Churches are handicapped. They all have ramps everywhere. Praise the Lord, because they don't have no confidence in God. Praise the Lord. But if you think I'm too strict, you think I'm too stern, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going in another month here called consecration. Praise the Lord. Don't you come tell me about your medication. I got some medicine for you right now. You hear me? I got some medicine going on. Praise the Lord. It's not three sixes. But it's Jesus. Praise the Lord. And when you got Jesus in you, hallelujah. He says, I'm going to make you a representative of me. I'm going to give you power over all kinds of spirit. And therefore, I come to deliver you. I didn't come to praise Caesar. Praise the Lord. I come to bind Caesar. Praise the Lord. And when you start thinking like that, you're going to be able to draw somebody to the Lord and stop being drawn out of the church in a dialogue with the devil. Praise the Lord. And for the devil. If that offends you, that's your problem. But you didn't come to church to try to retweak God's customs and ways to your understanding. Ever since the church was started back in the days, hallelujah, when the disciples came, you'd see that the people came to the church to get help. Then now, right now, you find folks come to church, they think they're running a corporation. That we gotta have to be so delicate and so intimidated and so afraid because somebody's not gonna like what I have to say. This is not an ecumenical ministry. This is a powerful ministry. Hallelujah. And so what does it matter? A man looked at Paul and said, much knowledge have made you man. He said, it wasn't that. Wasn't much knowledge. I can tell you what happened to me. I went up to some people that was in authority and I got me some letters so I can go down to Jerusalem so I can find some people that was believing in the apostolic way. And if I was find and bring them back bound, praise the Lord, and I got in a fight with Jesus. Hallelujah. I met him on the Damascus Road. I was there, remember, just like it happened yesterday. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So now that you give me the opportunity to talk, I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell you how it happened to me. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And I met him, and I heard this voice, and I saw this light. Huh? I heard him say, Saul, Saul, why are you doing it to me? And I said, I don't know who you are, but who art thou? He says, I'm Jesus. It's hard for you to kick against a prick and don't get your own blood. Hallelujah. Stop coming over to the church to feel that God's going to rub your, massage you. God is not a masseur. Praise the Lord. God come to toughen you up. Come on, sister. Huh? God come to toughen your hide. Toughen your mind. See, you got to be tough in this way so the devil won't keep coming back to your house. You already go home now, huh? Praise the Lord. You got to recognize that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I got something better now than when I first came to church because I didn't have the spiritual toughness. Hallelujah. I got what I need. If you want to fight, come on. Let's do it out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Uh-huh. You ain't going to win this one. Hallelujah. I got the Lord on my side. Huh? Yes, I got the Lord on my side. And I come to duke it out. I come to do battle with you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. And when you come to do battle, you got to take Jesus with you. Don't you remember when old David was going down in the battle? He said, you do a Goliath? He said, look, I don't care what you're thinking. I may be small. Hallelujah. But I know when I was down out there, when I was but a lad. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that bear came up. I grabbed that old bear. Five bears. Yeah, I shook his head. I looked him in the eye. Hallelujah. Huh? So I know you, Mr. Bear. But I pull on his hair. Hallelujah. And then there's a lion that came out one day, and I grabbed him. Hallelujah. And there was no fear in me. Hallelujah. And God don't give you the spirit of fear.
No.
Not when you come to church with the right mind. God does not give you the spirit of fear. God takes out of fear. Look that devil in the eye, and you tell him who you represent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. So we went on down, and you know the results, and we're not going to take a lot of time in explaining to what happened to David's experience, because he had an awareness of what the Lord did, and took all the fear, even as a lad, out of him, with a lion and a bear. Hello? And you come to church to whip lions. You are a lion beater. You are a lion tamer. What's that guy's name to tame lions? Come on, Patricia. Huh? He's the one around with the Bond and Bailey service, I guess, the lion tamer. Praise the Lord. Huh? Clark Bailey, yeah. You coming to church, you know how to be over here hiding behind, sneaking around, acting like you and free. You're a lion tamer. Huh? Don't you know, my God, when Daniel was thrown in the den? Huh? He became a lion tamer. Somebody ought to be able to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't see Daniel trying to find out what den the lion's sleeping in. Praise the Lord. So if you have to do, you have to throw me in the lion den? Okay. But I'm not afraid, because they got a lion tamer in me. Hallelujah. My God, can you imagine that lion coming there? And he saw Daniel. Praise the Lord. But he really didn't see Daniel. He saw God in Daniel. You understand? My God. Hallelujah. I don't believe that the other side. I believe that they probably had Leo on a fast. That's the lion. Praise the Lord. He probably came out there licking his chops. Thought he was going to have a chicken delight or something. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. But when he got up there and saw God in Daniel. Praise the Lord. When he saw God in Daniel, I believe that lion came and laid down. See? That's what you ought to have, Sister Lou, when you go out to fight the devil. Hallelujah. And old Daniel, hallelujah. I believe that he had a great night of rest. Sleeping on the lion. Not worrying about where his jaws was and how locked they were, but he was sleeping on the lion. Praise the Lord. And the lion was a good pillow. Come on. When you got God, you got a lion tamer. Hello. Praise the Lord. And you ought to have some confidence when you go down in the lion's den. So sometimes you're going to get in the lion's den. Praise the Lord. You're not going out there to fight with the lion. You're just obeying God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Next morning they came down and said, oh, Dad! Praise the Lord. Daniel! Praise the Lord. Yes, Mr. King. Praise the Lord. Oh, I feel so much better. The king said, I didn't want to put you in that lion's den in the first place, but I had to obey. Praise the Lord. My God. When you come out the lines, then you shouldn't feel intimidated with your knees shaking, your heads clapping. You're going to go into courts. You're going to go into systems. You're going to be in this family struggles. You're going to be in all kind of fight. And you're going to be able to go into that place and wear out demons. That's why you're saved, to wear out demons. Praise the Lord. I believe that lion lost his appetite. How can I eat my God? Huh? How can I eat my God? Praise the Lord. My Savior, my God. Hallelujah. But Daniel knew whom he served. And you have to know who you serve. And don't let no devils come to you. Say, what do you want, devil? I don't. My name is Kumi Kupi. No. What do you want, devil? How can I help you? If you act like the devil, they're going to call you a devil. You act like you want to be helped, I'll call you by your name until you get help. Praise the Lord. I'll work with you if you give me something to work with. Praise the Lord. But you don't come smoking over the house of God, playing in God's house and getting some respect. I didn't come over here. I left the world. Praise the Lord. And I didn't come into church to be intimidated by no devil, Sister Russell. Praise the Lord. I'm not over here because I'm afraid of them demons from hell. Praise the Lord. And if I sound tough, you ain't as tough as I sound, I'm as rougher than it is. Because I got power invested in me. God got an investment in me. Praise the Lord. My job is to help free people. My job is to help deliver people. My job is to help save people. Come on, Sister Ann. So God have not given me that period of spirit of fear, but power. Yes, I don't care if you are and love. I can love you and still rebuke you. Hello. I don't care what you think. Hallelujah. You ain't going to make me give you some justifiable reason why I'm going to be hating you. No. I believe that I have been delivered from the spirit of fear. Now I got power, love, and a sound mind. Before I came to church, I had to take all the different kind of stuff to deal with my fear and anxieties. But now that I'm in the church, I'm not looking for no kind of stuff to help me go to sleep, wake me up, carry that kind of stuff. I ain't in here to play church. I'm in here to be what God wants me to be. And I believe I'm here to bind every crazy demoniac spirit that came from hell to come to church to try to bind somebody. Tonight, I want you to know you can be helped if you want to be helped. And I'm not apologizing for no demons. Help. Not backing up for no devil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can go to doctors and doctors need help. Praise the Lord. But when you come to church, this is my help. Had an old preacher around the beginning of Saturday, he said, praise the Lord, kiss that Bible. Praise the Lord. And you ought to be able to love this Bible and love that word so you don't let no devil come in here smoking you out and smoking you over and looking through you and trying to find out what your secret is. Praise the Lord. Because that's not. Paul said you came into church to spy out our liberty. Huh? That's it. You came into the church to spy out our liberty. And if you don't want to be helped, that's your problem. But if you really want to be delivered, then that's my problem. Because I have to allow the Lord to use me. Praise the Lord. And everybody. Praise the Lord. When the disciples were given an opportunity, praise the Lord, to heal, and the people didn't get delivered, praise the Lord, they said, well, how come your disciples wasn't able to do this? So these times come up by fasting and prayer. You see, some of us come to church, but we let devils and demons from some secular humanitarian book tell us if you be nice to people, you're going to lick them to death. Hallelujah. I must still be nice to you. I got an obligation to be nice to you, but not to your foul spirit. Hallelujah. And I want you to know I'll look you right in your eye, I'll eat your bread, and I'll still lay my hands on you and bind your demon. Hello. You all right? Praise the Lord. Somebody got to have some faith in God. You come in here running and hiding and stooping and praise the Lord and thinking that God is pleased. God is not pleased. The preacher just read. Huh? My delight is in the... And I shall do what? You stay in the house of God day and night. Some of you don't want to stay on your job. Some of you want to stay in your house and don't get delivered. And come to the church, you're scared of chicken tail between your legs spirit and think that you're going to help. You're going to help somebody? You don't even help nobody. You can't even help yourself. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Tommy? Oh, weak-kneed chicken belly liver saints. Come to church today and all they want is that somebody would like them so they don't have to deal with the issues of life. The world was never in a condition like it is today. Everybody's afraid of their children, thinking the child won't like them. Praise the Lord. That's the child spirit. Hello. Look at Adrian over there. He just tried to get as close to Sister Augustine as he can get. And I tell you, if you learn how to walk with the Lord, you'll be just like AJ. Praise the Lord. Nobody wants nobody that to go to battle with somebody that's a coward. Praise the Lord. And when you're in the church, you shouldn't have no coward spirit. Somebody said, God don't need no coward soldier. Hallelujah. There's a war going on everywhere. There's a war in the head. There's a war in the heart. There's a war in the job. There's a war in the school. There's a war in the streets. Praise the Lord. There's a war going on everywhere. And you have to be a soldier in God on it so you can conquer every battle. Hallelujah. The fact that I feel like fighting tonight. Hallelujah. I feel like binding some demons tonight. Hello, Hooker, how you feel? Hallelujah. You hear me? I said, I feel like binding some demons tonight. You ain't bigger than God. No, 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 no. I came, hallelujah, I came to bind you tonight in the name of Jesus. Came to, hallelujah, put the shackles on you tonight in the name of Jesus. Came to break down that stubborn demon tonight in the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. I know who you are. Help, Lord.
Help, Lord. Somebody ought to honestly say, I want help tonight.
Come on. Come on.
Quickest person to get down to help. I'm a son. Quickest person to get down to the altar is going to find the help. Instead of arguing, praise the Lord, you ain't going to find nothing but your coward spirit. Praise him. Pray for me. Hallelujah.
Help, Lord. You ought to believe that you receive what you came for tonight. Hallelujah. I've got Jesus. And that's enough. That's enough. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. I want deliverance tonight. I'm not going to let you ought to be able to say like Jacob. I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Get rid of that spirit of pride in here tonight. You're not wanted here. Satan, you're not wanted here. We come to free the people of God from the powers of fear tonight. Oh, yes. Mmm.
Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Really want help, you can get help tonight. Save. Somebody say, you ought to have been there when you set me free. Hallelujah. Tonight you can be set free. Come on, Elder Hill. Just grab somebody and lay hands on them. Pray, man, Elder Hooker. Grab somebody and lay hands on them. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Yes. Grab them and let your anointing apply them. Hallelujah. Bind that demon. Bind that demon. Bind that demon. Help, Lord. I come to bind you tonight. I come to bind you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. I come to bind you. You lying spirit, you demoniac, you came from the pits of hell. Yes. Not wanted here. You're not needed here. Praise the Lord. Help, Lord. Save, Lord. Hallelujah. Some have one need. Some have another. But you're able to save us from all of our needs and our wants and give us power over all unclean spirits. And yes. Sanctify your people. Sanctify your people. Sanctify your people. Help, Lord. Yes. Shake them out, Lord. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Set them.